Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind this series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio. And you know, we talk a lot about things that are good for us, people that are good for us, people who have information for us, things that we can be spending our time with. And I think we have all realized that in the last couple of years, very dear years to us too, because time is not something you can get back, we learned a lot about how we were processing ourselves through something like this pandemic. We spent an awful lot of time alone. We did a lot of things that we had to do a lot of things. And now that the constraints are loosening and it's becoming where the pandemic is in our back rearview mirror, it's really time to put this time, this very valuable time that we have here, to good use. And I'm very happy because I have an in-studio guest this morning. I'm so happy that Richie Durwald is back with us. Now, Richie, as you know, because he has entertained thousands here in Western New York, he grew up in a show business family. He's been mentored by vaudevillian-style entertainers and actors and singers. And Richie, he does so much. He stars, but did you know he stars as Dr. Quack in the national TV show Super Simple Science Stuff? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Richie's with us in studio. He's part of something very, very near and dear to his heart called UpProject.us. Okay? UpProject.us, offering programs for wellness, mental health, positive values, and fun. And I like the fun part.
Yes.
Because, Richie, you're all about fun. If anybody ever sees one of your shows, your musical performance, your comical expressions, everything that you do, these performing arts that you just, you know, you throw yourself into, really not only makes people around you feel better, it makes you feel better too.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know,
sit closer to our mic, Rich, so we can hear you.
I'll be back. I'm okay. Just like hanging with you. I might as well have a coffee or something. Basically, entertainment and creativity is something that's always helped me out. Mm-hmm. As I told you, Linda, I've suffered from depression for so long, and I've had debilitating depressions that have kept me in my house for a full summer. And it's something that what really helps me is when I can help other people. Even if I'm entertaining a crowd and I walk into a room and I say, okay, I'm going to do the best I can. And then at the end of the night, everyone is uplifted and happy. And then I feel good. Mm-hmm. I feel good about myself. And I guess it's the whole attitude of service above self that has changed my life. I was talking to you that I have not had a severe depression since March of 2020.
Wow.
And it's all because of creativity, and it's all because of helping other people. When you help other people, you help yourself.
Yeah. You know, and Richie, I am sure you share that with a lot of other entertainers. I have spoken to myriad of entertainers in my life, and you can see where that's where they come alive on stage. That's where they're feeling their best, so that's where they want to be. And then basically a lot of entertainers will tell you that they're very shy in real life. You know what I mean? Once they're off that, you know, that stage, I can tell you a story just about Robin Williams. You know, I mean, I went into an interview with Robin Williams, and while he had a room full of people who were taping and sound and this and that, were doing this interview, he was the life of the party because he felt he was entertaining everybody. And then we took a break and everybody left, and he immediately just withdrew into this real quiet guy who really didn't have much to say. It was very interesting. And then as soon as everybody came back, all of a sudden, you know, he bloomed again. And I almost wanted to tell him, Robin, you don't have to put on a show just because we're talking to you. But I didn't want to say that because I didn't know him well enough to say something like that. But that's how I felt speaking to him.
That
and then we find out
example.
Later he did have all of that and more going on in his life. But anyway, that's him. You're here. I want to talk about how you are paying this forward and how people out there can join you.
Well, as you know, a lot of things changed. And now they actually call me Richie Durwald, the mental health nut. Nut stands for nurturing, uplifting thinking.
All right.
And that's what I'm trying to concentrate on, is to help people to nurture uplifting thinking. Let me give you an example. Being vulnerable is what sets you free. Mm-hmm. It's what sets you free. For example, I open up a lot of my speaking engagements by saying, if I stutter, it's not because I'm nervous, it's because that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I stutter, that's what I've done all of my life. But now I've just freed myself from being terrified of stuttering, because now if I do, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I can be totally honest with people about, you know, what's going on in my mind right now. And let me be honest with you. I gained 30 pounds. I feel awful about it. And the reason why I gained so much weight is because I ate like a pig. And, you know, I know it's strange. But then also, I pulled my back. And, you know, I used to be a pro wrestler, so there's injuries.
Right, right.
And it was a reoccurring one. It was a really bad one. And I was put on these painkillers. And I realized that I cannot stay on them because I have an addiction problem. Mm-hmm. And if I stay on them only when they're absolutely needed, then I will be addicted to them, and it's going to be hard to get off of them. So these are the two things that I'm dealing with. I've gained weight, and I'm in pain. So how do you nurture uplifting thinking when you're dealing with that? Well, A, I've lost weight in the past. My father's a Mr. Fitness. A good friend of mine is Robbie Raw, who knows everything. And she's a great person, got a heart of gold. And between those two, if I can pick up the phone, I can call them and I'll do it again. I'll lose the weight again. And as far as the pain goes, I want to stay away from the pain meds and go to my doctor. And I'm going to say, I need to go to PT.
Right.
So I'm going to nurture up uplifting thinking by visualizing a positive outcome.
Okay. All right. So you are working with this incredible group that you have called UpProject.us.
Right.
You're working with some really special people on it too. And It's for everybody. It's for everybody to start talking about how we're feeling.
It is. You know, can I tell you a little bit about the project? And Nels Ross, he's the guy that kind of got me involved in it. He is, first of all, he's the most talented person I've ever met in my entire life. He's like a combination of like Dick Van Dyke and Stan Laurel.
Wow.
Who can juggle amazing, but even if he didn't do that, he would be just as entertaining. And I think you know the other person involved with them, Up a Project. And you know what? Nels started calling it upproject.us for the USA, like the little flag you got going right up there. And I think you know the other person involved, Dr. Catherine Ann Sweeney.
Ooh, wonderful.
Dr. Kate. And Dr. Kate, I always call her our Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Nels and I are quite colorful. And Dr. Kate really keeps us on track. She wants to make sure that we are laser focused in the message that we want to give. So it's a pretty, and as you know, I'm a producer. So the three of us all agreed on one thing. There is so much negative nonsense going on in this world that it's up to us to bring some positive nonsense into the world.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
And think about it. Don't we all need a little uplifting right now?
More than ever.
Yes. So we can uplift each other. We can uplift Buffalo. And I think we can start by uplifting a concept that's been around for so long. That's an amazing thing. And just like earlier, like you said, you can see the results. I think everybody's heard of Bald for Bucks.
Oh, yes. That's a lot of fun.
It's a,
it's a lot of fun. For a great cause.
And it's a great cause. I mean, and you know, honestly, everybody knows someone who has battled with the Big C. And Nels introduced me to a Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club. And if I could just for a second tell you about Kevin Crosby. And I asked him if I could say this, and he's just like, oh, sure. And basically, Kevin made the announcement the other day that he had breast cancer. Now, I was taken aback, but until he said, breast cancer, it's not just for women anymore. And he was, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's joking around. He's optimistic. He's comical. He was inspiring us. And that's the way a lot of the people on the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary are. And Patricia Johnson, the president, you should see all the time and effort that she has helped us put together this campaign.
That's a great idea. I just love it. I love it. And I love that the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary is helping you with this. And you're going to be a part of Bald for Bucks, which I love.
So I might be bald on the 31st because we're having these crazy contests and things like that that the Rotary's also helping us with, and you know, we have to put the fun back into fundraiser. We just have to do it. And I just have to say that the one thing that I have learned that community service isn't just like prisoners picking up trash on a highway. Community service can be fun. Do you know why? Because you surround yourself with like-minded people who are optimistic. You surround yourself with optimistic people, all of a sudden, your life changes.
Oh, yeah. You find that you're having the most fun in your life because you're with people who are all, like you say, you're all here doing the same thing. Oh, and by the way, we're doing a service as well. It's like you get in with these people and you start having a really good time and say, oh, yeah, and by the way, we're here for a good cause, too.
And you make new friendships, and I think that when you encourage one another, when you build each other up, it's a win-win situation for everyone.
All right, Richard, we're going to let everybody know. Everybody who's listening is encouraged to visit the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Facebook page, okay, to like, follow, and share your fun posts, okay? Buffalo is the city of good neighbors, and together we can make goodwill go viral. So learn more about how you can get involved with the members of the Buffalo Sunrise Rotary Club Bald for Bucks fundraiser and Project Up, upproject.us, because that's who it is.
Yes, that's right.
Upproject.us, and tell everybody you heard it right here on Senior Radio.
Thanks, Linda.
Moving, downsizing,
Getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up? Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. We've started a new mini-series called Aging Gracefully, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Catholic Medical Partners. Joandy's Place Restaurant. After a lovely ride through the country, Joandy's Place was my breakfast destination. A cozy, park-like atmosphere was the perfect complement to my delicious meal. Open daily at 9 a.m., Joandy's Place Restaurant is located at 858 Bloomingdale Road in Basem, New York. Joandy's Place. You're going to love their food. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be talking with the Field and Fork Network, a local farming organization, on how they connect communities to innovative solutions that foster a sustainable food system. Listen in Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Field and Fork Network, sponsored by Orville's Home Appliances. Good morning, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio and Aging Gracefully. It's just wonderful to be able to know that you're out there this morning and you're paying attention to all the great relevant information that we pass on here. And we do it every single weekend and we wouldn't miss it. Well, this morning we have something just as important as well, especially during these winter months. You know, we're always in a hurry. We're stepping outside quickly. You don't realize things may have been watery yesterday. Well, guess what? Now this morning, it's icy again. You want to grab that paper, you want to get out and get that mail, and you take the wrong turn, and you slip and you fall. And I got to tell you, it's especially serious if you're getting into your senior ages, okay? Things just don't work like they used to. Things just don't mend as quickly as they did when we were much younger. And you don't want to do something that is going to take a while to not only heal, but kind of put you out of commission for a while. So we're going to be talking about the importance of not falling, especially if you're 60 plus. And we have an expert, Dr. Derek Gallucci joins us. He's family medicine doctor working with primary care of Western New York and our good sponsors, the Catholic Medical Partners. So good morning, Dr. Gallucci. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yes. Well, let's talk about falls and how to avoid them and why falling is so much more dangerous if we're a little older.
Well, you said that really great when we are older, it's a lot harder to recover. So it really changes the story, your story from, you know, she was a tough, independent woman to She was never the same after that fall. When we are kids, we could bounce right back, or when we're adults, if you get a fracture, you'll probably end up with some arthritis, but we can manage that. But when you're older, you're already have lower muscle strength and mass, and it's unlikely to get back to where you were before that fall. So it could take someone from living independently to they're living with assistance or with family. And that actually happened with my grandma. She was visiting my parents' house when I was in college, and we got her set up with a bed downstairs because she was used to her one-story condo. But she came out of her room and slipped on the shoe mat, and she broke her pelvis. And that day I was supposed to be bringing her to the airport to go visit my aunt in Boston. And so, but we didn't know she had a fracture then. So she got there but she never came back to, the area after that, and it's one of those, one of those things that, change your story.
Doctor, it occurs to me, I am 66, I think, right now, and I have had osteopenia for a while. And this is important because there's a lot of people who are my age or older who then develop osteoporosis. So you don't realize that your bones aren't as dense as they used to be. And thus, that hip fracture, that knee fracture, and especially that hip fracture, because once that puts you in a bed, before you know it, something like pneumonia can set in. And then for a lot of people, that's the end.
Yeah, no, the statistics on that are pretty clear. Like, if you have a hip fracture, it really increases your risk of mortality. Yeah, and it's from those other things. It's not the hip fracture necessarily, but yeah, the debility and the risks of that.
Yeah. Do I understand there's a falls prevention program through Catholic Medical Partners?
Yeah, so we're trying to make an effort of making this like more of a priority and talking about this because it affects the overall health. It affects it can be costly, the issues from falls, but it's part of your yearly physical is talking about preventative measures. And so we're making it more important talking to your physician about falls prevention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And think of the things that put us at risk, doctor. Let's talk about things that we can do to prevent falls.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that, can contribute to falling. And so the physical health is the easy one. So that's your strength, your balance. The other things people don't necessarily think about are your vision, your hearing, but those contribute too. Medicines can contribute to falls. They can make you drowsy, or if you're on a water pill and you're rushing to the bathroom and you trip over a rug, that could happen. Mm. And then, I kind of think about, the things you don't think about. So when you're not thinking and paying attention, that's when you end up with a fall. So it's when you're rushing, you're stressed out, and you're not being as safe as you can, and you trip over that clutter. I was trying to think about what people tell me they trip over the most.
Yeah.
And I think, and I hear a lot of animals.
Mm,
okay.
Yes.
And literally last night I was in the dining room and I turned off the light and I turned around and didn't realize my dog was behind me and I fell over him.
Yep.
So yeah, it's when we're doing those silly things and not paying attention is when falls happen.
So true. So true. And everybody, please, even though I know it's wintertime, get rid of those scatter rugs. Like you say, you're on your way to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you stub your toe over the rug, or you're trying not to, like you say, to get out of the way of something, and that's what takes you down. It's the silliest things. But the fact is, at a certain age, we just don't recover from these things as quickly as possible. You know, it's funny because my mom, God bless her, is 91, and she's having some terrible fractures in her back now due to osteoporosis and things. So I was just on the phone with her this morning, and I know she's going to be getting an injection now, an epidural for her pain. And I tried to explain to her, I said, Mom, just because you may not feel the pain, you're still very fragile. You can't go around and bend and start doing things, you know, that because you're pain-free, even if you get to be pain-free. I says, because those bones are still fragile, and you can still find yourself. Someone almost gives you a false sense of security when they take the pain away. But you've got to be careful, especially this time of year.
Right, yeah, because, like, you're not as, yeah, you've been doing things a certain way because of your pain. You're the pain's telling you something, mm-hmm. your body, right? And so if it's not there, and you don't have the core strength and balance strength you had before, yeah, definitely can contribute to that. So one of the other things about for preventing, like, falls, just want to say is, so lighting issues.
Oh, yes.
And then, you know, having, like, night lights. You know, who knows, if your grandson dropped a toy, you're not going to see it if you can't. And then the other one that I've been kind of, like, thinking about recently is when I have a patient in, and they're telling me they're, like, remodeling their bathroom or something. And, you know, they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s or mm-hmm. whatever. They're not at falls risk. I tell them to install hand bars.
Yes.
You know, or grab bars in the bathroom, because those are a big area for when mm-hmm. where people fall, and you set yourself up for success in the future.
Absolutely.
You know, preventing the falls a lot better than, you know, making up for it afterwards.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So true. Dr. Derek Gallucci did a great job with this. A family medicine doctor working primarily with primary care of Western New York and our friends at the Catholic Medical Partners. If you'd like to know more about falls in the elderly, you can call him at his office, 716-839-8000, and inquire about their falls prevention program. Aging Gracefully is a Senior Radio Buffalo production brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.